From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center, our fabulous producer. On the news line with us now, Steve Stumbrus is back on the line, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Is there anybody out there that wants to start a small business during the pandemic, or did maybe the pandemic prompt a small business to step forward? Give us sort of a glimpse on the activity in terms of startups around here.
Well, you'd think it would be counterintuitive, but absolutely, there are still entrepreneurs thinking about and indeed making plans and actually opening small businesses. It's undeniable that the past 3 months have been a tough time for business owners, especially hospitality, restaurants, lodging, tourism, across that industry. It is a significantly difficult time. But we are still seeing entrepreneurs coming to us at the Small Business Development Center with that next idea, and also recognizing opportunities. And this is something that entrepreneurs always do. They are people who are on the hunt and whose brains are just wired that way to seek out opportunities, even in times of crisis.
Well, I would have to agree with that, having met some of the entrepreneurs that have gone through the Bucknell Small Business Development Center in the past. Idle time is not something that makes their ideas go away. So,
No.
So they probably have more ideas. Well, you sent out an email about 2 weeks ago and again one yesterday that related to upcoming workshops. Give us a glimpse of those. One related to signage. Another used the phrase pitch deck. So give us a glimpse of some of the many activities that are coming up for folks that are interested in startups or have existing businesses and want to grow.
Well, regarding signage, what we are seeing as businesses to reopen is new signage that gives their employees and their customers a level of safety as they are back in those spaces together. Tomorrow morning, we are hosting a workshop called The Practical Guide to Reopening Your Business. On July 9th, so 2 days from now, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the presenters in that include a safety consultant from a sanitation firm. So the folks who are keeping those high-touch surfaces, keeping those cash registers, checkout devices, et cetera, clean to reduce the risk of virus transmission. Also features a business lawyer talking about how to reopen your business and make sure that you are limiting your risk, doing what you can practically to limit the liability that you as a business owner will always bear in welcoming members of the public into your space. Absolutely encourage existing business owners to join us on July 9th. Learn about those steps to reopening your business safely. And then next week, on July 15th, we have the workshop that is ideal for the people who are at that very early stage, who have not yet opened their business. And we'll be talking about business startup basics. This is the one that's ideal for people who have an idea, who have identified an opportunity that they want to pursue. And we've put together what I'll call a real all-star cast for this. Mark, you remember joining us for a startup workshop where my colleague Maureen Houck leads this presentation, an overview of finances and operations and marketing and human resources and the nuts and bolts of forms and licenses that you will need to complete.
Right, Maureen Houck led that.
A new small business owner.
Fabulous information. Scared me out of business.
that is the unfortunate side effect at times of the real, you know, straight shooting message that we provide. Starting and running a business is hard work. And indeed, it's not the step that everyone does want to take once they get into learning about the details of it, nor should they. But anyone who is thinking about starting a small business should take that step of learning from the SBDC about what they will need to do as they plan and as they launch.
When is that next week?
As I mentioned, the All-Star cast on July 15th at 10 in the morning. She's going to be joined by Leslie Temple from Fulton Bank. She's going to be joined by Jared Shelley and Chris Bailey from the Shelley Insurance Agency. So we've got this lineup that covers the basics of business startup and operation. We have the banker's perspective, as Leslie describes what a bank will be seeking from a business as they pursue a commercial loan. And also, Jared and Chris are going to be joining us in describing the typical insurance policies, coverages that a business would expect to need to hold for their new business.
All right, so this is going to be a comprehensive opportunity for folks to, I mean, honestly, this isn't just a startup workshop. It sounds like this one's kind of on steroids and may be valuable to businesses that might not have a lot of experience under their belt at this point.
Well, yeah, indeed. Some of the people who are already signed up for this, and it's you know, that's one of the things that does give us a lot of reassurance about how resilient entrepreneurs in our valley are, is that we ran one of these workshops already a month ago with a similar lineup and had a dozen people join us. So even in a time of recession, we have entrepreneurs who are taking the time to educate themselves and connect with resources like the SBDC. But you're right, having that opportunity to connect with a banker, to connect with an insurance agency, and of course connect with Maureen Houck and myself and the rest of the team at Bucknell's SBDC, they can just double check some of the things that they are doing in their new young business to make sure that they're not forming bad habits, but are doing things the right way and are setting up plans for their business so it can succeed in the long run.
Right, so that's going to be via Zoom. We should go to bucknell.edu/SBDC and connect exactly. With you in advance.
Indeed. Register. Finding us online at that website, of course, bucknell.edu/SBDC, they'll find a section noting events. And those are two of the upcoming events that anyone can see and, indeed, pre-register for. When you register, you'll get some email. You'll get instructions via email that include a link to an online session that will be held as a webinar via Zoom. They'll also have access to a variety of handouts that they can study as much as they wish before the session and refer to during and then after the session. Now, the after the session is a big, big, important part. This is the first step to starting a business. But that next step, of course, you know, a quick reminder for listeners is that the SBDC continues to be here as a resource one-on-one for that business owner in the weeks and months that they take to develop that plan and launch and then grow their business.
We only have a couple of minutes left, but we have to talk about some of the grants and loans that are still out there. So please, as best you can, give us an overview of what's there for small businesses.
Yeah, two main topics there at the federal level and then at the state level. At the federal level, from the U.S. Small Business Administration, longstanding economic injury disaster loan program is still accepting applications for disaster loans. People can find that at SBA, Small Business Administration, SBA.gov, and then recently reopened, literally over the weekend, signed into law, was an extension to the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program. Very important, and that is a significant amount of those expenses from that loan can be forgiven. So essentially no cost to the business for costs mostly related to payroll to keep their small business open, to keep their employees on the job. The second and the newest opportunity for business owners are PA business grants. This is a statewide program where there is $225 million provided from the state of Pennsylvania. Key website to remember there, PABusinessGrants.com. And these are grants that is will not need to be repaid. Small businesses are the ones that look to benefit from that. So less than $1 million of annual revenue and 25 or fewer full-time employees. These grants will range from $5,000 to $50,000 based on the size, based on the revenue of the business. Absolutely encourage business owners to seek out that. This application period for PABusinessGrants.com will remain open for one more week until July 14th. And as businesses look at that application process, know that they can reach out to the Bucknell SBDC for assistance in getting their application together.
Sound advice all the time. We encourage folks, small business owners and startups, to consider the startup workshop next Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock via Zoom. And or if you have a small business or you have a business idea, just get in touch with the Small Business Development Center, bucknell.edu/SBDC. I know you can email folks at sbdc@bucknell.edu. So that's one way to reach out to Steve. Steve, thank you so much for the update. I always feel as though we have to leave a lot on the table because there's so much going on up there. But do keep in touch, and figuratively speaking, I'll try to sit in the back row at some of the Zoom meeting next week so we can pick up some of that information. So thank you, sir.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me. And until next time, Mark, take care.
All right. Thank you so much. Steve Stumbris, just a great individual and director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center on their many activities, workshops, and events. Bucknell.edu/SBDC.